How much matcha per cup of water should you use? There's a lot of confusion about how much matcha you should use in each cup of tea, so let's settle this debate once and for all. In this video, we're going to break down how much matcha per cup you should use and what problems you might encounter if you use too much matcha or too little matcha. We'll also talk about how much matcha you should use for lattes and for the special Kwecha matcha. Let's get started. So let's just start off by answering how much matcha per cup of water. Typically, we recommend you use 2 grams of matcha powder for 100 milliliters of water. This is about 1 teaspoon of matcha powder and 1 cup of water. So if you want to get the same consistency on a full 8-ounce cup of matcha tea, you should use 4 grams or 2 teaspoons of matcha powder. But why would you make matcha in such a small quantity? The reason we recommend drinking matcha in such a small volume is because it really concentrates the flavor of the tea. It's better to have a small quantity of super flavorful tea than a larger quantity of more watered down tea. If you're used to drinking tea in these large mugs, we recommend you try to transition to a smaller cup and take smaller sips to appreciate the subtleties of the flavor. So now that we've discussed how much matcha per cup you should use, let's talk about why we use so much. Because matcha is mixed directly into water, it plays a large role in the consistency of the tea. When you make matcha, you want to have a thick, velvety consistency. If you don't use enough matcha powder, you'll end up with a thin, watery consistency. How much matcha per cup also influences the foam on top of the matcha. This foam is not just for looks. It also plays a role when it comes to the flavor and the consistency of the tea. A well-foamed matcha has a light, airy consistency, almost like a latte, and it can have a smoother taste profile. In order for the matcha to hold the foam, it needs to be made with enough powder. So how much matcha is too much? Matcha is a very healthy drink, but if you use a lot of powder, you may want to watch out for your caffeine intake. Each gram of high-quality, ceremonial-grade matcha contains 34 milligrams of caffeine. This means that a regular cup of matcha made with 2 grams contains 68 milligrams of caffeine. This is about half a cup of coffee, so make sure to limit your intake accordingly. Of course, if you use too much powder, eventually the consistency will become an issue. The matcha will become a thicker paste and more difficult to drink. In the next section, we'll talk about a matcha that is actually meant to be drunk as a thick paste. So how much matcha should you use if you're making Kwecha? The type of matcha you are likely familiar with is called usucha, or thin tea. There is another way to prepare matcha, and it's called Kwecha, or thick tea. This is made using double the amount of powder and half the amount of water. It's drunk during special tea ceremonies, and it can only be made using super smooth matcha powder, like the matcha washamine. Otherwise, it will be extremely bitter. So to get the proper ratio for Kwecha tea, you can use 4 grams of powder and 50 milliliters of water. So now that we've talked about the correct ratio for usucha and for Kwecha, let's talk about how much matcha you should use in a matcha latte. When it comes to making matcha lattes, you can use 2 grams of powder for 1 cup of latte. We recommend to use as little water possible for making the matcha latte. For the best matcha latte ratio, we recommend you mix the 2 grams of matcha powder into a paste with 2 tablespoons of water and then add in 1 cup of plant-based milk. Oat milk tends to work the best. You can use warm milk if you're making a warm matcha latte and cold milk if you're making an iced matcha latte. The reason we recommend using such little water in this matcha latte is because it dilutes the flavor. When it comes to a matcha latte, you want to maximize the creaminess, the sweetness, and the matcha flavor. Adding more water adds more volume to the latte, but a less concentrated flavor. So finally, how much matcha per cup should you use? This depends on what you're making. If you're drinking the matcha plain, we recommend you make not a cup of matcha, but actually a half cup. This can be done by mixing 2 grams of powder into 100 milliliters of water. If you're making a matcha latte and wondering how much matcha per cup, stick to 2 grams of powder, but this time mix it into 1 cup of oat milk. Make sure you reduce the amount of water in your latte so you get a rich and consistent taste profile. Finally, why does it matter how much matcha you use per cup? The ratio of matcha powder to water can influence just about everything, from the flavor to the consistency to the foam. If you don't use enough matcha powder, you'll end up with a more watery consistency, less foam, and a more diluted taste. If you use too much, the consistency will be too thick and contain way too much caffeine. What's the best matcha powder to use in your matchas? If you're drinking the matcha plain, we recommend you go for a high-quality, ceremonial-grade matcha. If you'd like to browse our selection of the best matchas we found during our travels around Japan, you can go to neoteas.com. After meeting with dozens of different tea farmers and sampling hundreds of different types of matcha teas, we've ultimately selected a short list of our favorites, and we're happy to share them with all of you with free shipping worldwide. If you're making matcha lattes, we also found a great latte-grade matcha that we found when we were visiting Mr. Masuda in Shizuoka. This tea has a stronger taste profile that pairs perfectly with the oat milk and the sugar, And even though it's inexpensive, it's still grown without the use of pesticides or chemicals, so it's safe to put in your lattes. Thank you all so much for taking the time to watch this video. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments below. If you like this video, please subscribe to see more tea videos in the future. Until then, we'll see you next time.